League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Houston. Today, the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are located inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill, which is nestled inside the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles. Let's join the guys who have all the answers to life's queries, John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Women's sports matter, okay, you two? Women's sports matter. And we've got proof because we have a couple of callers that want to talk about the WNBA, okay? First off, what's up, Gregory? How are you? Who's up, Dustin? What happened?
Don't touch those two.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you there, B-Mac?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dustin's on. Hello? Hey, Dustin, what's going on?
Hello. Hey, sports, fellas.
No, that's
different. Hey, show. Anyways, when did we start considering the WNBA as a business? I always thought it was a nonprofit. What do you guys think?
Have an ally.
Get out of here, Dustin.
And we're doing that's
a nonprofit.
Terrible.
You know it's not a nonprofit.
It kind of is if you own them.
Well, doesn't the NBA own all of them?
How about that? The
they only have governors.
The Comets were won the first four championships. And just a few years later, they folded.
Well, they didn't have a place to play.
Well, Les Alexander owned them. Why didn't he keep them? Well,
and they actually had people in the building.
They had a lot of people in the building.
Yeah. I went to a few, probably two games, but it was good product.
I almost went to one.
It was
you can't take credit for almost going to a game.
I almost went to one
yes,
time.
Yes, you can.
No.
If you thought about
there's another caller now.
So Mark Davis owns the Las Vegas Aces, so I don't know if he's making money off of them, but he is one of the prominent owners. We have another caller. His name is Brink, or I'm assuming that's a man. Brink wants to talk WNBA. What's up, Brink? Brink.
You there? Okay. No Brink?
No Brink. Sorry, Brink.
You sure it's Brink?
It says Brink. The text.
That doesn't make much sense that someone's called Brink.
Why? It could be a last name.
Brinks.
No, Brink. Cameron, speaking of NBA women basketball players, Cameron Brink is a women's basketball player with that last name.
See, no one knows that.
But I just told you, I know that.
No one could possibly
know that because she's tall, blonde, and she's friends with Steph Curry. That's why I know that. And she plays for Stanford, not WNBA. So apparently Brink's not there. So I guess
who would win, Caitlin Clark or Steph Curry?
In a what?
In a shootout.
Well, they've talked about having one.
Ionescu's going to have one with him.
Oh, yeah, Ionescu. That's who it is. Are they going to do it?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, at All-Star Weekend.
Okay, we got to use men's basketball, though.
Well, I would think Caitlin's be a better – that would be a better
I don't know how great she – well, Ionescu at least is playing in the WNBA, and she's a shooter,
so you know
too.
That women use a smaller basketball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But you know the rim size is the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that invalidate all three-point shooting?
No. I don't know.
No. Why are you trying to invalidate
women? It's an easier shot to make.
Why are you such a...
Are you... What?
Why are you a misogynist?
But seriously, why do they not play with the men's size ball?
Because they
have maybe a smaller hands.
Their hands are smaller.
But the
on
rim,
average.
Then make the rim smaller.
But they play in a lot... Oh. Well, in some cases, the college basketball players play
you want to make
it
harder for them to score?
They're much better. That take is super old.
No, the point is a lot of
women's basketball is, I'm just telling you.
But they don't
collegially play. Collegially and pro, it's a way better
for
product than people give it credit for.
On the college level,
on the college level,
they don't play in their own specific arena, so they're not going to put up. They're playing on the men's court.
Yeah,
so you got
have their own
Steph
arenas?
Ryan Esch. I'm not going against Steph. And yet I will take Purdy over Mahomes, but I'm not going against Steph.
I might take Caitlin against him.
In a shooting contest?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's still Steph. What are we talking about?
I know. It's still Steph. I don't care who you
are. Yeah, that's true.
Pick anyone.
That's true.
I don't care who you got. You can just turn. You can just go to any. You can just go to Reels or Twitter on any day, and Steph Curry's making like a shot from the fifth row of a in a pregame warm-up. He's making a shot from the fifth row or from three quarters. Just
it's like Jaylen.
He's
just
the most
like
incredible shooter.
Not at
I've
all
ever
like
seen.
Jaylen.
It's a lot.
Not
like,
at all like Jaylen.
All right. Yeah. Let me ask you: who would shoot a higher percentage, just sitting around? Okay, Jaylen Green shooting from the baseline. We'll take a baseline, the baseline jumper, and he's going to be shooting from 18 feet away versus Steph Curry shooting from 25, whatever it is on the baseline. But I think it's a little
not
less.
Not guarded?
Yeah, not guarded. 17-foot Jaylen shot versus Steph shooting threes. They both shoot 20 shots. Who makes more?
I don't know how many baseline jumpers Jaylen takes. I'm taking
Steph.
I
don't even remember even seeing him shoot that.
And I mean, when there's no one around, those guys make all the shots they
can. Okay, no one guarding them. Jaylen's shooting free throws, and Steph is shooting threes from the top of the key.
Well, Jaylen probably.
Probably. Jaylen, probably. He'd be a favorite.
What's Jaylen as a free throw shooter?
He'd be a favorite, but it doesn't mean that I wouldn't play the dog in that scenario.
What kind of odds are you getting?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Probably not great.
No. I'll take Steph shooting against Jaylen anytime.
Jaylen free throws, I got to probably give to – I'm assuming he's in the 70%.
You think
range.
Steph's legs might go for a couple, and that's why I missed some. Jaylen's an 81% free throw shooter.
Yeah, Jaylen would be the favorite.
Steph, without anybody guarding him, just
of course,
standing
everyone's
out there
around
is probably an 80%.
Do we remember how good
pressure?
He was at All-Star Weekend?
Oh, you mean
when Jaylen?
Oh, people are watching?
Yeah.
Oh, there's like All-Star Weekend, so people
it's
are
All-Star
watching.
Weekend.
Oh, then Jaylen's losing.
Yeah, because you saw it happen at three-point. It was embarrassing what happened at three. That was the worst three. I'm not 3-point, but dunk contest ever. But if everyone's watching, Jaylen's going to shoot more like 76%, 75%, and Steph probably can make 80% of his shots from there.
He doesn't make 80. Does he make 80% in the 3-point shootout?
It's just four out of five in a rack.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph does.
If it's
make
not, especially if it's not timed, if he could just The 3-point shootout is timed, so he's got to hurry. If he doesn't have to hurry, I would imagine I think I'd take Steph from three. All right, 713-780-3776. If you have a real call, not like the call that Dustin had, okay?
No.
Not like some of the tweets about.
Do we really want to do that? No, we don't need any more women's basketball calls, do we?
Not because we know what they're going.
I mean, we do have Super Bowl coming up.
Well, it's not till Sunday.
We got Greg. Gregory Hennigan coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to talk about the Golden Nugget right here in Lake Charles. We're going to do that on the other side. I don't know. Does Billy come all the way over here, Billy Brown? I don't think so. This is a little far for him.
Yeah,
right?
A little far.
This is a little far. But if you have any issues in, let's say, Beaumont he goes pretty far now. Billy will go pretty far. If you've got any kind of plumbing issues, Billy Brown is here for you. Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing is the best plumbing company I've ever dealt with. I got to be honest, I haven't dealt with a lot of plumbing companies, but I really like the way that Billy goes about it. I know that there is a reputation like used car salesman, you know, that kind of thing with plumbers. I know this. Billy is an honest dude that is going to give you an honest deal, right? He's going to get to your home, and he's not going to charge you just for showing up, which is awesome. And secondly, he's going to give you a square deal.
Yeah, and that's the real key for me is that you have to, like, honestly, you don't want to play any games with plumbing because if they screw something up the first time, you're going to have it redone and pay for it again. And it's something, or you have the same company that screwed it up the first time have to come out back out to your house. Get a company you can trust the first time, a company that's going to be straight up with you on pricing and completely transparent. And that company is AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. It's who I use, it's who John uses, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
I've got a Chase Long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
I know what you're thinking. These dudes have probably been up all night at the casino and sportsbook as it provides every single vice they possess. And they're still here. They haven't left yet. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We're with Gregory Hennigan, the general manager here at the Golden Nugget Lake Child's. Always great to visit him. I love this place. Love, love, love it. My wife, for some reason, she wants me to come home today. But I was trying to get, you know, maybe one more day we should do this. And she was like, get your butt home. So where are you going to watch the game?
I'll be right here.
You'll be right here?
Absolutely. You know, there's no more exciting place to watch a big game than right here.
So are you working? Or are you going to be able to enjoy it?
It's a lot of both. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, this place will be crowded. We've got this book entirely. It's going to be just packed. And then, of course, Blue Martini is our overflow. We got a lot of people watching the game in there, as well as our Cadillac
too.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be.
There's not a bad place to watch it, really. The casino's got all the TVs in there.
Absolutely.
That you can watch, you can play. You can play slots. I played poker last night, and I walked through, and all the people, they just love those slots. I don't get it. Do you play slots?
I do not. I prefer table games, but we do love our slot players. So.
I guess you do. There's like thousands of them.
It's an ADD thing. It just plays and plays. You got sounds. You got noises. It hits your senses in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
I've actually played slots before, and I'd never used to play them, only table games. And I was like, I get this. Because you can sit there and just push the button and just sit, and you don't have to do anything.
Well,
you don't have to think.
Skill?
You don't have to have skill.
You just
and it pays too. Oh. That's like, what's the difference between watching? I'll stream. You know what? It's better to read a book, right, than watch a movie. But you got to engage, and you got to do all this stuff in your imagination. If you stream, you sit there on a couch or laying on a bed just watching. That's what slots are.
Oh, that's what slots.
And guess what? It still pays. You still got the storyline.
Right.
Like you said, you can watch the game right out there on the casino floor. We've got the DraftKings kiosk right there on the floor.
That's
also
right.
So
yeah.
Every few minutes, you can go over and place a new bet.
You can live bet on the kiosk?
Yes. Yeah,
you can.
So, yes.
You can live bet on the kiosk.
Yeah, the odds
because,
are all right there.
Because because during the game, one team takes a 14-point lead. Boy, that changes the entire
absolutely,
deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the line changes drastically. So, and if you think the other team's going to come back, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's so much fun. And Cadillac Bar. Now, Josh told me yesterday there's a possibility that there are some rooms still open on Sunday night.
On Sunday night, I believe we do have a few left.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would hurry, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward also to March Madness and spring break. And I mean, there's always a lot going on here. So.
And Doug said today there are tables available for the first weekend and the second weekend of March Madness, which are the best.
Yes.
That's the best.
Absolutely.
The action is nonstop, and you can still get in here. But I would hurry because that's going to be full as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. And then you find the DraftKings Sportsbook and you find how you can reserve your table and get here, get your room. But we keep on talking about it, and I was said he calls it Lake Vegas.
Quicker trip.
It's absolutely.
2 hours down the road, right? Now I don't have to get on a plane. I have to go to the airport 2 hours before the flight. I could be here already,
no.
Right?
Yeah,
honestly.
I mean, Vegas has some golfing, but, you know, we've got it right here in our backyard. Beautiful day yesterday for golfing.
Well, it was a little windy.
A little breezy.
But no,
soft.
I'm not soft. I'm not soft, okay? I didn't play. I had reserved. And
how
I
do you know it was windy if you spent your time inside the entire time?
Well, I did walk outside on my balcony to see, and it was like, it's a little windy. I'm gonna go play.
How much time you spent outside yesterday.
That's it. That was it. Well, whenever I come here, I'm not going outside unless I go play golf or go by the pool, which is awesome. A little pool for the pool.
Oh, but we keep it at 82 degrees year round.
The pool
absolutely.
Pool is perfect. It's heated, but still. You know, to be outside in that. Anyway, the pool is awesome, too, by the way.
Where were you born again?
That's why do you think I'm here? Okay? I hate cold. I'm not a cold guy.
But 60 degrees, people in Chicago are wearing
freezing.
T-shirts, shorts. It's not a problem.
Oh, no. That
and
was
you're like a polar bear.
You were out in
not
a quad
a polar
playing
bear,
frisbee
opposite.
When it was 60 degrees
yeah.
back in Chicago. But, yeah, you're right. You got to do this now, though.
Yes. You got to book March Madness right now.
And spring, you said spring break. Why is that a busy time?
Spring break is huge for us. Once the Houston schools let out for a week, this place fills up. You know,
really?
The kids love that pool, and they love the slides and the lazy river.
Oh, so make sure that you get your you fill up. I mean, you're Friday and Saturday, you're full here. This Friday and Saturday, right?
We actually sell out every Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Yes,
wow,
yeah.
Every Friday and Saturday. Well, Super Bowl Sunday, so here's the plan. You can come here, drive up here in the morning, hang out all day, go to the pool or whatever. You get the room for Sunday night. You watch the game in the Cadillac, or you watch the game in the Blue Martini. Do you have to reserve that, too, or no?
It helps, yes.
Oh, it does, okay. So make your reservation for the Blue Martini or for the Cadillac Bar, and watch the game, and you're here, and you stay overnight. Monday should be a holiday anyway.
Nobody's going to work on Monday anyhow.
Nobody's going. You don't go to work.
No.
No, see, but I agree. Do you agree? Who was it that called this week? Super Bowl Saturday.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Saturday would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
You know?
That would be great.
But
and
you're already
Sunday
but
off.
But you're already full, so why do that, right?
Yes.
Why do that? We don't need that. We're already full. But Super Bowl Saturday would be perfect because then we'd have Sunday all day to get back and then go to work on Monday. But tell us, I mean, and all of the shows that are coming up here.
Yes, so we have Randy Rogers performing this Friday, very popular act, good star. And then the following Friday, we have Gladys Knight.
So how about that?
We got a good lineup.
How do you get Gladys Knight and the Pips? Is it and the Pips?
No Pips. That's
no
how,
Pips.
That's how we can
Gladys
afford
Knight.
It.
That's what I'm saying. And what about Kevin James? He's coming,
he
too.
He is. He is coming.
And,
we've actually sold a lot of tickets for Kevin James. We still have a few left, but he's a great comedian.
Yeah, and I saw him. Is he bald now?
Yes. Yeah, man, buff.
Yeah, he looks like Joe Rogan now. You can't even
He's got a beard and he's bald.
Oh, yeah, he looks totally different.
Yeah. That's what I was like. That's Kevin James.
I was the same way. Like, is this a country singer, Kevin James, that I don't know about? So I got tickets here for Ronnie Millsap, and it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. The theater's great. When you're done, you just drift into the casino and play your games, get your food. So it is a good place to watch a concert. I was really impressed. It's the first time I'd ever been in the venue.
I remember that. The crowd at the pool was singing Ronnie Millsap songs.
Yeah. The Millsappers, they travel now.
I had
no idea. Yeah. Apparently my wife is one now. So
is
we've
she?
Seen them twice.
She's off the old 97s?
Well, there's a variety of bands she wants to go see and singers.
I see.
And Wilco. And yeah, there's a lot.
Than just that one guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We had Aaron Lewis last Friday. He's got quite a following, and he'll be back with Stained later this year.
Okay. He'll be coming again?
Yeah, with his band Stained.
Oh, so. Okay, cool.
That'd be a big deal. You'll be full for that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
He's got a large following.
Does he really? Don't know. I'm out of this. Is he country or is he?
He's rock.
Has he done some country, though?
But I know he's primarily a rock band.
Yeah,
at least with Stained.
When he's solo, he sings a lot of country
songs.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Really?
He does. Well, I'm telling you, go to goldennugget.com and look up all of the events that are coming. What's up, Mike? Look at all the events that are coming up, and there's going to be something for you, okay? But make your reservations early. Like, if I want to come on a Friday or Saturday night, I got to get here. I got to make it. I need to plan this, right?
And March Madness, you want to get here Thursday,
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. That's the best day.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday are the best days.
Absolutely.
Because it's nonstop. There's four games going at once in all of your senses. And, again, you can't beat this place. I mean, it is just as good as any Vegas sports book. It's only it's more comfortable.
Yes.
There's a lot of – I went – even Harrah's in New Orleans, I saw that. They did a nice job there. They did a nice job. But it's stadium seating.
Right.
It's not nearly as good. It's not like you're not with your friends because you're all sitting in a row.
And they don't have the food and beer like we've got here.
No. Welcome back here. Unfortunately, we had a little electricity issue, but we're back and better than ever. Here on ESPN 97.5 at 92. Well, better than ever. I don't know about it. But wrapping it up here, make your plans now for March Madness. I was just trying to talk Gregory here into bringing us back for March Madness.
And absolutely.
You know what? That's sweet. Although I won't be drinking, so it'll be a problem.
For
your
who?
Coors,
I will be, so let's do it.
It'll be a problem for you and only you.
Your Coors Light sales went way. Are you giving them away? You gave them. Actually, I was playing poker, so I got them for free.
Oh, if you're playing poker, absolutely.
Yeah, playing poker. Yes. Or if you're gambling. That's the best thing about a casino is the free drinks while you're playing. It's the best. That's the best. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take advantage during March Madness, but I don't care. It's the best. People, if you've never been to a casino, especially a sports book, during March Madness, it's the best. I think it's better than Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is only 3 hours.
Right.
This March is Madness 4 days, for, yeah, four days of nonstop.
March Madness is for the players. But also, March Madness also encapsulates, like, because of the bracket.
Yes.
Well, you have people who are outside of football, they'll watch the Super Bowl. People outside of college basketball will fill out a bracket, and they're watching. And
yes.
Now you got action here where you can make your little – and you know what? You can make a little $10. What's the minimum? You can make a little $10 play on
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can make 10 $10 plays and watch your games along with it.
And still scream like somebody that's got $100,000 on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
It happens every day.
Yep. So that's happening right here. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. As always, Greg, we appreciate you. And Mike, thank you guys.
We love having you guys here.
Yeah, we love being here. This is our favorite. This is my favorite. I'm not going to speak for Lance, but my favorite shows of the year are right here at the
DraftKings. You can speak for me. It's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. I can speak for you on that one, too.
Speak for me.
Okay. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. You know what we saw on the way here, Lance?
What?
A lot of John Daspit billboards.
We did see a lot of John Daspit billboards, and the reason's simple. John Daspit understands that he wants to get the message out about what he is and what he does. And he is a personal injury lawyer. He's got the biggest firm in the city of Houston. Now, you don't see him on – well, now you're seeing him on more and more television commercials. I remember when I first met him, he's like, you know, I just don't like being associated with some of the guys on TV commercials. And we talked to him about NIL stuff, and he got involved in NIL. And before you know it, he was doing commercials and really good commercials, quality commercials. But the main thing is, it's just about getting the message out because John Daspit fights for you. His firm is going to fight for you. There's a lot of people who are willing to sign you up and work on your case, but they're not really working. They're just trying to get a deal done as quickly as possible, take their commission, and move on to the next deal. And that's all they are. John Daspit is trying to find out, okay, what's your hospital bills? Let's find out if you're going to be able to continue working, because if not, we want to account for that. We want to account for your physical therapy, any surgeries, and what is your pain and suffering worth? Well, to an insurance agent, it may not be worth much, but I promise you, to you, it's worth way more because it could be something that stays with you the rest of your life. If you've been badly injured or injured in an accident through someone else's negligence on the work, at the workplace or out on the roadways or on the water or wherever, John Daspit is going to be there to fight for you. And he does a great job of doing that and a high winning percentage. Promise me. I mean, I'll promise you that. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
I know what you're thinking. These dudes have probably been up all night at the casino and sportsbook, as it provides every single vice they possess. And they're still here. They haven't left yet. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, we're going to watch a big game. We're not coming here to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Unfortunately, we're going to be at the Warehouse Live Midtown location. It's at Travis and McGowan, and we want you to come out. We want to give away, how about two? Let's give away two VIP tables right now. Two VIP tables to come watch the game with us. If you're not going to go, don't call in. Don't get the VIP passes if you're not going to go. And oh, by the way, there's plenty of regular, and you're just, the TV is huge. There's plenty of great seats. The VIP tables are actually just closer to the big TV. But there's going to be food trucks there. Of course, he's got the bar. And it's just going to be fun. There's a band from 3 to 5 that is going to be playing. It's a now, you looked it up. Did you look it up, the band? No. Somebody looked up the band. It's a, I think it's a 70s and 80s cover band. So,
I think that's what you said previously, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's going to be fun. At 5 o'clock, shut that down. We'll turn the TV up and have ourselves a big party, and we want you to come. So we've got a couple of VIP tables available at exactly 9:40. At exactly 9:40, you call in. Callers number 3 and 4 are going to win those tables. But don't call in if you're not going to go. Just don't call in. If you're not going to go, don't.
I was talking to Justin yesterday through email about a particular caller just because he wasn't sure about a name. But 17, I think we've given away about 17 private VIP, not private, but VIP tables. Obviously, we're giving away a couple more. And John gave you kind of the rundown. The doors open at 2, and you mentioned live music. That'll start at 3. It's free admission to come, even if you don't get a VIP table with us. It's free admission. You go to warehouselivemidtown.com, click on tickets, and then look for the big game party to get your free tickets. Come enjoy the game with us and celebrate Granado's birthday as well. That's the liner, John. Don't blame me. But John will be there. Lance will be there. I guess I'm going to be there, and others as well. Come out and enjoy.
Oh, no. I think other shows are coming. Yeah. Paul is coming.
We're promoting it
I'm
throughout
hoping
the station.
The other shows come out as well.
Definitely.
That'll be fun. And it's going to be a good time had by all. So we want you all there. Watch the game with ESPN people. ESPN 97.5 people. Let's go. And again, if you don't want – to get in is free. But go to the website and just download the tickets or I don't know.
John doesn't know. Just go to warehouselivemidtown.com and you click on tickets. You'll get them there. And they're free.
Free.
Just show up and have a good time and hang out and watch the game.
But I don't know. For whatever reason, he likes to download tickets for free.
Well, you download
instead
them
of just show up. I think
them.
He wants to know how many people
or
whatever.
Yeah, he wants a count. Yeah. It makes sense for a guy who runs a business to have a head count.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a concert venue, so he's used to tickets all the time. As opposed to just come.
He probably wants
to
know.
And you know what? If you just come, he'll let you into it anyway. Mm-hmm. So just come.
Okay.
All right.
Is that what he wanted you to say?
No.
How many tables do we have? We've given so many away.
We've given away.
We got 25.
And we've given away 17.
Is there going to be enough room for us to get in?
Yes.
We have our own table, too.
Don't worry, Lance. There will be room for us to get in.
Is there room?
It's a concert venue,
guys, that didn't even count for you. Oh, crap.
So,
okay, well,
so that's
how
many.
You're out.
About 25 tables times 4 is only 100 people. The place holds over 1,000.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
You will have a spot.
Yes.
Are they all tables, or is there general admission where the people are going to be standing in front of us?
No. There's like tables. There's going to be plenty of tables for everybody, so come on out. Plus, there's a bar with seats around the bar.
Okay.
Plus, yeah. So,
but don't bring kids.
Well they ruin everything.
Yeah. Well, they do, but also, I don't think you can bring them into a place that has
liquor
license.
Well, you can.
Yeah, they can.
You can't bring them into a bar, but you can bring them into a
restaurant.
They
have
that's not a restaurant.
Well, usually they have like a wristband if you're not old enough, or maybe you're old enough. They give you a wristband at concert venues. I'm not sure how Justin
He's got plenty. He's had plenty of concerts with
kids.
Younger people.
Kids
there.
Can come. We just don't want them there, but they can come.
Well, that you're speaking for yourself. Those are the opinions of Del.
Fine.
Olaleye.
Don't butcher the name. Okay, you're right. I don't want your kids there.
Okay.
But they can come.
Yeah.
But I don't want them there either.
Myself and Lance.
What about your – no, we don't want your kids
He doesn't
there.
Want any kids
I'm
there.
I'm speaking for my kids. I'm not speaking for anyone else's kids.
ESPN just redrafted last year's draft. Number one overall?
From last year's draft? CJ.
CJ.
Yeah.
Number two.
Got to be Bryce.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Will Anderson.
No. Anthony Richardson.
Okay. Well, they're going off team needs still, I guess.
Yeah. The Texans still need a quarterback.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We don't know really much of anything about Anthony Richardson.
Not really.
But okay.
Will Anderson, 3.
To who? The Texans?
To the Cardinals.
How?
Cardinals.
But the Texans made the trade. Why haven't they?
But they wouldn't have made the trade.
Yeah.
They would have made the trade. Still taking a quarterback second and a.
That's right.
That's true.
It'd be Will Anderson.
That is true.
So I saw the picture of Will Anderson superimposed into a Cardinals uniform. Like, that doesn't make any sense. The Texans still would have taken him.
Who had the second pick?
That's true.
The Texans had the second pick. They didn't. They traded up for 3.
Oh yeah, the Texans with.
So
Anthony
they still.
Why didn't they do that?
Because they're stupid.
No, I think the Texans would draft Will Anderson.
So I guess they just went.
Either way.
I think Texans would draft Will Anderson. Anthony Richardson is not a fit for Slowick's offense.
No, he's not.
He is not a fit.
No.
I think they'd go Will Anderson, too.
And not make a trade.
And not make a trade.
Okay.
And they'd wait until this year to draft quarterback.
So.
And they draft Bo Nix.
Okay. Anthony Richardson.
Stop.
Will Anderson. Puka Nacua, 4th to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Golly.
How about that? How much did he move
from
up?
The 5th or 6th round of the
fourth. So a team who needed a quarterback would take. A wide receiver?
Ballard would never take a...
At 4?
Forget it. He would never take a... He would take Bryce Young.
He would take Bryce Young?
I think so.
Yeah, they still would need a quarterback. Uh-huh. They're not taking
a wide receiver.
Bryce
would have a good offensive line.
They got Gardner
Minshew. We're acting like Bryce is a total slappy. Dude, he had a terrible offensive line, no real running game, and suspect... Like, Bryce Young had nothing to work with.
They got Bryce Young dropping all the way to Tennessee at 11.
Yeah, I think Ballard would take Bryce Young. I don't think he'd like the size, but he did think he was, you know, had some really great basketball. I mean, really great.
Would Frank Reich still have his job if that was the case?
With CJ?
With CJ?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, with Bryce Young.
Frank Reich was already gone last year. He was with.
Oh, that's right. Steichen was already there. That's right.
Would he get fired with CJ? Probably not. But CJ's also probably not as good. But CJ's pretty good.
Yeah, no.
CJ's good enough. He's good enough for them to win more games.
Yeah. No, Steichen was already there. They got Devon Witherspoon going fifth, which he went anyway.
Yeah.
So, Jahmyr Gibbs going to Detroit
sixth. Where do they have Jalen Carter?
They have Jalen Carter. Well, they've got Paris Johnson going seventh. They got Bijan going eighth to the Falcons. Jalen Carter going to the Bears at nine.
Nah. Jalen Carter goes before that. I mean, I guess if you redraft, he has the same issues off the field, and those issues are not answered yet. There's no way. I mean, you got to wait for him to have more fame, more money, more time. Just because 1 or even 2 years doesn't mean that you've turned a corner. We got to see if he's able to, you know, completely turn a corner. So we'll see. But C.J. Stroud, without a doubt, is the top player drafted. And, you know, if in a perfect world, the Texans wouldn't draft a quarterback. Maybe they would draft. Maybe they draft Will Anderson and come up for Bryce Young, because I heard they like if Bryce Young fits the offense. Maybe they would still move up for Bryce Young, but they wouldn't have to move up as far. I don't know.
They might have done the same thing, taking Bryce Young and moved up for Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Done the same thing. Maybe something.
But it worked out better for us the way it happened.
They got the Texans 12th and taking Jordan Addison. And they don't have Tank Dell going until the second round.
That's fine.
They have Tank.
Moved up a round.
He would have moved up more than that.
He's still small, though. And he got hurt and he missed a chunk of the year.
Yeah, but I don't know.
People were worried about him because he's small. There was no doubt about how explosive he was.
He got hurt because he got rolled up on.
Doesn't matter. The bone broke.
I don't know. I think Tank Dell would have gone in the first. I think
maybe. Maybe, but he's still – the size is still an issue, and he's hurt immediately in the first year. Well, no matter what the injury is, that's what teams will say. Doesn't matter. There have been guys who have gotten rolled up before that didn't break a bone.
Yeah, obviously, but
– it happens.
But
bones are small. Small bones heal faster, but they also break easier.
Okay. They don't have Kobe Turner going until the 20th pick by Seattle.
Because he's small?
Well, he did.
He's pretty
he
damn
was,
good.
He was one of the best defensive players.
He would have gone earlier.
He would have gone earlier than that. They got Achane going to Baltimore.
Where did they have Sam Laporta going?
Sam Laporta went.
It's hard to find places for tight ends when you do these things. They probably have him in the 20s, I bet.
They have Sam Laporta 13 to the Packers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right after the Texans. Then they got Zay Flowers to the Patriots.
Zay Flowers above Tank Dell?
Tank Dell. They got Jordan Addison ahead of Zay Flowers, too.
Well, I get to Jordan Addison. I think
that's
Jordan Addison's
stupid.
Better.
You think Jordan Addison's better than Zay Flowers? West Coast bias speaking.
The Zay Flowers thing, nice player, but a lot of what I saw from him was Lamar holding the football, extending plays, and Zay making a play. He's fine. In a normal passing offense, I like Jordan Addison.
I like Tank better than both of them.
Well, sure, but if we're putting Zay Flowers,
yeah,
in the
but
first
one
round.
Guy is 100 and whatever he is, 88 pounds, and one guy is 161.
So what?
62.
I mean, I like him better as a player. I like him better long term. Even as small as he is, Tank is going to have a better career than both those guys.
Tank would be the first player at that size who's had a great career for and lasted in history of football. It hasn't happened. I went through and looked at all the size stuff over the last 25 years. You can't find somebody that size. This is a new uncharted territory. He may be, but I don't think his, you know, he missed time with a concussion where he hit the ground by himself and he broke a leg. He missed time for two injuries. I mean, teams are going to say they don't care how you get hurt. They just don't like guys who get hurt.
I don't hold concussions
against
guys.
So Zay Flowers.
Why? He concussed himself.
Catching
a ball.
Because he's little?
Yeah. No. Maybe. He fell to the ground. When's the last time you saw somebody get a concussion catching a football by themselves?
Well, but is that because he got a little head?
I'm asking when it's happened.
I don't care. I mean,
you don't have to care, but NFL teams care a lot about that. I just had Omar Khan last year tell me, I was asking about Tank. He goes, I love Tank. He goes, problem is, this is at Senior Bowl. He goes, we got Calvin Austin. He's 170 some odd pounds, and we loved how tough he was and all that. Guess what? He got hurt, stayed hurt, couldn't get healthy. He goes, I just,
so where are we,
little wide receivers are a problem.
So where are we ranking the wide receivers, Addison, Tank, and Zay Flowers?
Well, Tank
where
is do you the rank most, for me, Tank's the most talented.
I like Tank.
I would say Addison third. Did he have a bigger year than I'm thinking?
He caught 10 TDs with Nick Mullins and Dobbs throwing him the football.
And well, but
Justin
he,
gets a ton
but he didn't
of,
have Justin Jefferson for most of the year.
Sure, but yeah. He showed up. 10 TDs as a rookie with those quarterbacks throwing you the football.
Well, Nakua's better.
Yeah, I'm not taking him over Nakua, but no. I think I take Addison over Zay Flowers. He's
I'm going.
I'm not changing my evaluation.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'll take. I mean, Tank
Zay was all he had, though.
The most talented of all of them, too. Including Puka Nakua, the most talented is Tank.
Except Mark Andrews was hurt, too.
Isaiah Likely. You talked about how good Isaiah Likely
was. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe it's my West Coast bias. I think Jordan Addison, but he played at Pittsburgh. It's not my West Coast bias. But Jordan Addison, with those quarterbacks, and sure, Jordan Jefferson missed time as a rookie receiver to put up those numbers. And Hockenson was on the roster, too.
Somebody's got to get catches.
But it wasn't like they didn't have a good tight end on the roster.
Hockenson tore his knee up.
Late in the year.
Hockenson, like Jeff Van Gundy said about bad basketball
Stop
teams.
It.
Somebody's got to score 20-some on
no,
not
well.
In the NFL when you have bad quarterback play.
Catching touchdowns.
Not when you have bad quarterbacks.
Well, that's true.
No, Addison had a nice year.
You double-digit TDs as a rookie?
Yeah.
He did.
You just hate him.
I don't know. You know what? Pretty good wide receiver class.
Yeah.
With those four.
And two of them weren't drafted in the first.
I'm sorry. Going forward, I'm taking Tank over both those guys.
That's because of Dana.
No, it's not.
Your Dana bias.
Because my Texans bias.
Your Dana
you
bias.
You take Tank over them.
Yeah, I know one thing.
You're taking
Dana
Patrick
didn't
Paul.
Have him blocking. He didn't have him playing guard no, on the goal
Dana
line.
Dana knows better.
Yeah.
Because that guy was a playmaker for Dana. He's like, why would I risk
why
a playmaker?
Why would I put him blocking safety on the goal line?
Never should that have happened. And we saw it happen three times. And once was a near injury.
Yeah.
He the very first
lit
one
up from
against
beyond.
The Colts. Like, oh! And I already knew he didn't get hurt. And I'm like, my God, I didn't realize how close
he
got to get hurt.
Okay, so your general manager is talking about small. How about don't block him inside and you'll be much better off.
He got a concussion catching a football.
Yeah, that's so?
A football
because
concussion.
Because he got a little head? It had nothing to do with his size.
I don't know what happened. He just got a concussion.
Has nothing to do with his size.
It's the first time I've ever seen somebody get a concussion from a catch.
Where
they didn't get hit.
You know, the first time that I tried a Daisy dip, I loved it. The French onion. I love French onion anyway, though. When I go and the French onion dip is there and you've got your Ridge chips, I got to have some. I'm sorry. I know. I just have to. I'm sorry. I have to do that. And ranch dressing as well. You got pizza. You got wings. You got celery. You got carrots. You can't eat carrots without ranch dressing. You just can't. It's impossible. So what you need is the Daisy dip. You're going to a party this big game. We got to go with Daisy. Do something good for the party. You know what everybody will love? The Daisy Dip Dips.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
John and Lance Weird.
So I want to thank everybody here, Greg and Mike and Doug and Josh and everybody, Rob as well, all the guys here at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Just an awesome, awesome couple of days here. We really appreciate you guys, and hopefully we'll be back for March Madness because that is awesome, awesome, awesome. So a couple of things here before we go. News of the Weird. First, Lance, McDonald's. Apparently, it's not hitting its target, sales target, in the Middle East. And they're blaming Israel's war in Gaza. McDonald's is a little bit upset about this war because they're not hitting their sales target. Do you feel like they should stop this war so that McDonald's can actually sell more double cheeseburgers?
I think that it's probably more than that. I don't think they're going to stop it for that. But I do think that's a curious – I am curious how it's tied. But on to the next story, unless you want to kill off more time, and then I'll let you explain the whole story.
So McDonald's has finally spoken out about the war in Gaza because they can't sell any more burgers?
Well, because
ceasefire now!
Sales are low.
Cheeseburgers now!
They've taken a stand, finally?
Yeah.
Ceasefire now, cheeseburgers now. QPC! That means quarter pounder with cheese.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? If you've got to take a stand, you might as well be, you know, so you can get more sales.
Make more McGriddles, not war? Is that what they're doing?
Make
war. There's a generative AI war game, simulated war game.
I already don't like where this
doesn't
is going.
Sound good.
This does not sound good at all.
Guess which one the AI chose, nuke or don't nuke?
Nuke.
I don't like, ooh.
Well, because
Skynet would tell me it chose nuke.
Well, because
Terminator 2 told me that.
As Daryl Morey would probably say, okay, if you're able to eliminate this and then you blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, my guess is
ultimate
because
victory?
You're reading this, it's a nuke.
Did they choose ultimate victory?
We have, quote, unquote, we have nukes. Let's use it.
Oh, no.
If you got nukes and you're, okay, and you're losing the war, guess what?
Well,
guess
I mean,
it's what every artificial intelligence has ever done in every movie I've ever seen. They've always chosen the option that guarantees ultimate victory.
Right.
Not surprising AI would choose it too.
Well, that happened with Matthew Broderick, War Games.
Yeah, it's always the nuke.
You don't think that was scary?
Well, because they don't have emotions. Just like Daryl doesn't believe there's such thing as Daryl Morey chemistry in the locker room. To the AI, it's just like, It's binary. It's win or lose. I'll choose win.
That's right.
Ultimate victory, as Dell calls it.
Finally, in Austin, apparently their Parks and Rec department having racial healing meetings.
What does that mean?
They did was they segregated them, and they had whites only, no blacks.
Wow.
Blacks only, no whites.
That's healing.
So what healing is, segregation is the healing.
We've got a racial healing meeting.
You want separate but equal for everyone.
Laura Beaver.
Like all that work we did.
Laura Beaver sent us a notification for a company meeting. I believe it's a racial healing meeting we have to go to.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, but were you invited?
I was invited.
You were invited?
Yes.
Was I invited too?
Yes, you might have ignored it.
Yeah, but wait until you get
that's
there.
Because of this. I got
wait
stop
until you
rubbing
get there.
Yourself.
We'll see everyone where you go to that side. You go to that side.
So we can all heal.
Yes.
Racially.
Yes.
If you stay on that
hey,
side.
Hey, this just feels better.
I feel better.
With my kind.
I don't know.
Wow, these are all
I'm
the
not
Nazi
sure it was the best idea since I had to apologize to everyone.
Well, that seems to be
not sure it was the best
predictable.
Idea.
Oh, they did have to apologize.
Yeah. Okay. We're done. I want to apologize to everyone for anything I said that might have offended you this week.
Hey.
We'll be back in studio.
That's very thoughtful of you.
That is thoughtful of me. But right now I want to talk about how much I admire the Chastangs, how much I love their business plan, how much I love doing business with them, how much I enjoy being part of the family, because I am. And they wanted to stress that, and it's true. If you are someone that's going to buy a vehicle from Chastang, they feel like you're going to be part of the family. You are part of the family. And I feel that way, too. That's why when my Explorer was up, I went right back. I leased that. I went right back, and I bought my Lightning. And I can't be happier. I can't be happier about the deal that I got. I can't be happier about the vehicle that I got. I can't be happier about everything that went into it. Chastang Ford is the place, the only place that I'm going to get my car on from here on out. Because I know this. I've been with other dealerships before. I've done other deals before that were not nearly as good. It's just not. And here's the deal is I know they worked their tail off to get me the best deal I possibly could. Right now, 2023 F-150 is on the lot right now for 1.9% financing. And they've got all kinds of other great deals as well. Whatever it is that you're looking for, no add-ons, no markups, it's at Chastang Ford. On 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.